Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com here with a few names you know. The NXT World Tag Team Champions. You can see them every Tuesday on the USA Network on NXT 2.0. You can see them this week. They got a big match. We got Wesley. We got Nash Carter. We got MSK. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. Doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, I mentioned you all have a big match this week. You all got involved with a lot of different teams last week. The tag team scene and just the scene in general in NXT has changed an awful lot over the last 2 weeks. How are you guys feeling going into this with some people that you probably never worked with before, never been with before professionally, which is kind of rare because you all really ran the gamut early on in NXT.
It's exciting. Yeah, we love it. We enjoy new challenges, new opportunities to prove ourselves. This is fun. This is about to be real fun. Maybe not for the other folks, but for us, it's about to be real fun.
No, the division's open now. Yeah. Like there's more people and it's more opportunities for us to show what we have, you know, to prove why we are the champions. So it's exciting.
Yeah.
So anytime somebody comes into NXT, much is made about their names. And people knew you guys under different names for a while. It seems like based on like first impression, like Rush Hour based, like you got Carter and Lee. Can you explain to me how the names came about? Is there Rush Hour influence?
Honestly, not really. But when we realized it, we were both like, oh, my God.
Worked out. It worked out. But no, there was no Rush Hour correlation with that.
Nash is my nephew's name.
Okay.
So I wanted to, he's a little baby right now. So I figured like later down in life when he sees like, oh my God, you really did that for me. That's awesome. Yeah. So
what about Carter?
Oh, Carter, Lil Wayne, man.
Okay.
Carter, bro. And then there's a couple other Carters from different bands that I like too. So just
So it seems like you were kind of tasked with leading the charge and coming up with these names.
Well, we all had our individual says with Wes. I'm a huge Wesley Snipes fan.
Okay.
From Blade to Passenger 57 to Here's to You Tufon. all of those kind of movies. So Wesley Snipes, and of course White Man Can't Jump. classic. And then Lee. Yeah, I'm a huge Bruce Lee, Jet Li fan. And I wanted to pay homage to everything that they have inspired me to do. So that's a little bit of a toss out there for what my names were.
Did Triple H ever throw any Wesley Snipes stories at you? I know he worked on one of the Blade movies.
Like, the thing is I'm trying to get, like, the beta to work those into conversations and things like that. But, yeah, like, the fight with the end, the thing, and the, yeah, I remember.
Man. So you guys popped up in WWE. You all had been on, you all had worked TV for a long time before NXT, but when you come to WWE, everything's different. What were some of the adjustments that you guys had to make? Because, again, you all did work Impact for a long time. You all worked a lot of independents that broadcast live as well. But when you come to WWE, it's their game, and they know it as well, if not better than anybody. What kind of adjustments did you all have to make?
Just be bigger versions of ourselves, you know? That's really it. Just taking us and making it bigger. And I feel like we've done a pretty decent job of that. I love it.
Yeah, it's been absolutely amazing. And honestly, one of the other major adjustments that we had was just the regimen and the output of work that you're expected to have. But again, it was something that we were already used to, but we just had to ramp it up. And like he said, we've been doing pretty well for ourselves. So we're going to keep going with it, if not amping it up even more so that we can keep taking it to another level.
Now, as we are filming this ahead of the first night or the second night of the draft, rather, we've seen some of the people that you guys have worked with, had been at the Performance Center with, move to Raw, move to SmackDown. You guys have those NXT tag titles, but I mean, the tag team scene on Raw and SmackDown has exploded lately. You got Mansoor and Mustafa Ali teaming up. You even got guys like Madcap Moss and Baron Corbin. Are there teams that you look at and you're like, man, I'd love to work with them in the future, whether it's in NXT, on Raw, or on SmackDown, and maybe why?
We've always said New Day first and foremost.
Yes.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Just because like their style with our style, I just feel like would mesh perfectly for just an excitement standpoint. Same with the Usos as well.
Same with the Usos. Like just the hard-hitting nature that they have. Also, their cohesion and their unison, that's going to be a perfect opposite to how we have our cohesion and unison. We'll just, yes. The thought of it, like, I can't even formulate words. It's more so just a series of sounds and like quick, abrupt movement for how excited that I am with it. Like, yeah. Who else do we have? Dominic and Ray.
Yes, I would love to work Dominic and Ray.
Dominic and Ray would be awesome to have. I mean, it's a father-son combination.
It's mysterious. Yeah. Come on.
Another team that I've been seeing really popping up and doing some great things is Humberto and
I love that they're together now.
Yeah. 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 It's really, really nice.
Honestly, just that whole tag division, too. Please.
And if any other teams want to combine and try to come at us, please bring it. It ain't gonna really work out for you, but we welcome all challengers. All challengers.
So just under a year ago, you all did make the move from Impact to WWE. You all had a bit of a different farewell there than a lot of people. It was really respectful. You all got to go out waving to people. Well, not to people, unfortunately, because but waving where people normally would be. How was that for you guys? Because, I mean, I know you all raised your profile a lot there, but everybody kind of saw the writing on the wall, and they knew you guys were probably going to end up in WWE because you're such a great fit.
It was just, send-off. Yeah, it was just nice to have that.
Yeah.
It was a good goodbye, like you said, and I don't know.
It was
it's the closing of
one chapter, and then the opening of another chapter. And it was a beautiful ending for us. We couldn't have asked for anything more. At the same time, like you mentioned, it's not normal for people to have that kind of send-off. And I attribute that to a testament to how we were. We were good individuals inside and outside of the locker room, and we wanted to make sure that we helped. We wanted to help as many people as we possibly could. And that's the exact same mentality that we have now. And they noticed it, and they have showed they showed proper appreciation of that with the send off that they gave us. So we greatly appreciate that. Yeah. It's never going to be forgotten.
It was a really nice moment. And I mean, I won't ask why or anything, but were you all expecting Trey to be joining you in WWE?
I can't really answer that one,
man, because
he has his own life, his own things and stuff like that. So
we definitely spoke about things when things were happening, but we knew that the decision that he was making was the best decision for him. And same thing with us. He's still our brother.
Yeah.
We still talk to him every
single day. And, I call him, man. We FaceTime first thing in the morning.
Just because you change environments or situations, it doesn't mean that you should change the relationships that you have. And that's family. And we've built a great family over the years of us traveling the world. And it's beautiful when we get to reconnect with those people. And it is rather somber when we have to separate in some way, shape, or form. But at the same time, it's never a full separation. We're always there and the same with them. So,
yeah. And we've seen him working a lot with Myron Reed. We see a lot of that who had been affiliated with you guys in the past as well. So, I mean, there's still a little bit of that connection there. He's still killing it in Impact as well. But you guys got the call and you're heading over to WWE. I always like to ask people what their first time meeting Triple H was like. Because you never know. Because, like, I'll ask Riddle and he accidentally repeated all of the things that Triple H said to him. He's like, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. I appreciate what you do. No, I appreciate what you do. And he didn't realize that he was doing that. What was your first meeting with him like?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, man.
I don't get starstruck often, but man.
Same. Like,
it was time to play the game.
Walks to the room and he's sitting down, and like his back's turned to us. So when the door opens, the chair spins around and he like stands up and we just like,
oh man, this is real right now.
Like, we're really and but from then on, he was just like, he was like a real cool uncle or a real cool dad that just like brought us in and was letting us know, like, I really like you guys. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, and he understands everything. Yeah. And like, yeah,
And there's a level of compassion that he has too. Like the conviction of what he's saying to us, we know that it's coming from his heart. We know that man has a lot of, like, well, he has no downtime. So anytime he's able to stop and speak one-on-one personally with you, he's not going to waste his time. He's not going to waste his efforts with side comments or unnecessary things. He's going to get to the meat and potatoes and give you everything that you need. And that's exactly what he did with us. And it was awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Especially that one interview he had where he said he was like, he saw what we had in the drive and he would run through a wall for us. Mm-hmm. Like, hearing that, I'm like, all right, let's
There's
go.
Nothing
like,
that I won't do.
That got me so
If you show us that you are behind us, we will go through the ringer, gauntlet, crucible, anything that is necessary for us to make to live up to the expectations and the belief that you have in us.
So on, it's sort of the same side of the coin. I talk to a lot of the people at the Performance Center, and about, it feels like once a month, I'll get somebody that goes, oh my gosh, Bruce is here. Kevin Dunn is here. Vince is supposed to be coming on Saturday. Have you had any interactions with them yet? It seems like from the outside looking in, they were prepping for this big 2.0 switch and, you know, getting the ducks in a row. Did you get any FaceTime with any of them?
We had a little bit of time with Bruce
and Johnny.
Yeah. But we have not had a chance to meet Mr. McMahon just yet. We have not. But we revel in the opportunity to here in the future.
Yeah.
But with the revampment of everything, it's just been normal stuff for us. Yeah. We've always been in this mindset of fresh, new, go out there and do everything that you can to make this the best that you possibly can. And there's no change. It's absolutely no change for us.
Yeah. So, like, the more things change here, the more to stay the same with us. In fact, it's like, we're just going to keep doing what we do. You know?
Yep. And that's holding these and preventing people from taking them.
Indeed. And you got, like, three teams that are involved with you guys. Even one that seems on your side this week. They're all going to be coming after those titles. Everybody's going to be coming after those titles.
Of course.
And with NXT 2.0, we're seeing a lot of fresh names. What was your reaction, respectively, each one, to the changes to NXT 2.0? I love the lighting. I love the colors. I love the switch in production. But we're seeing a lot of new faces there as well.
Well, so first off with the production, when it was first, like, done and we got to walk out into the arena for the first time, for everything, oh my gosh.
Eyes almost popped out of my head. My jaw locked up from how far it went down to the ground. Dude, like, it was insane. Ridiculous.
I love it so much because it just seems so big, you know? Like,
and it has that feel, too. It's not just visually big. It feels big. And the, like, atmosphere and the environment just adds on top of it. And then another moment where I can't really put words behind it.
Just sounds.
Yes.
Aggressive movements and noises.
I believe it's the same room that you guys have been in for right? so long. Like, they change it up so much.
Looks completely different.
Completely.
It's sick.
I'm getting chills thinking.
And with the fresh faces too, like, it's just more opportunity for everybody, you know? And why not? You know? Why not take a chance? Why not risk? You know, like,
yeah. And if you want to risk it and try to come for these,
yeah. I mean, look at Bron Breakker already.
Oh, man.
And what looks like he wants to go for the title.
Bingo. So, I mean, eyeing it like he is. He won't take his eyes off of it.
No, and he's awesome. Yep. He's sick.
when you see a guy like that pop up in the Performance Center, what's your first thought? Because, I mean, people know his background. They know who his dad is. But you see him, this is a guy, he was in the NFL 13 months ago, and now he's going for the NXT title. I mean, if that doesn't exemplify, like, what the new generation of NXT is, I don't know what does. I mean, you never know who's going to pop up there and end up going for gold.
Well, he's a hard, hard worker, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like he just came in with his background and was just like, all right, yeah, I'm here. No,
yeah. He works.
He works. And it's really cool to see, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, if you watch someone work their tail off, you want them to get opportunity. Mm-hmm. You want them to succeed. And you also feed off that. So you see that guy working that hard, but we're going to have to step our game up and work just as hard, you know?
So I want to address a little bit of an elephant in the room. I've heard some boos when you guys are out there, and I know you guys have heard them too. And you guys, this is my first time interacting with you guys. I've interviewed Trey a couple times. Very nice fellas. So when you hear that, what's your reaction? Because it doesn't seem like your natural inclination would be to be a jerk. But, I mean, deep inside of you, maybe there is.
And just, it's, we don't want to control what people do. If they want to boo us, they want my favorite wrestler or sports entertainer of all time, John Cena.
Okay.
And look at how many boos did he get?
It was all of them.
Split half and half.
All of them.
So it doesn't really matter, man. If they want to boo, go ahead.
You can boo.
You can do whatever you want.
We're still going to look at you and smile and have our fun because
we're going to do what we do.
Yeah, you know? We've done it in the midst of negativity for majority of our career. So you looking in our face and booing at us is not going to make it any different. We still have the people that support us, and we still go out here and do the things that we do, and we love what we do, and we're going to continue to do what we love to do. So,
if you want. Kill them with kindness.
So, yep. So I'll ask, why do you think you're getting booed? Because it is a repeat crowd there a lot. It's a lot of the same people. So maybe it's these certain people. Oh, it's him. It's him.
Thank you. Yeah, we're very, very kawaii.
they're not the Rush Hour guys. Boo. Where's Jackie Chan? Well,
hey, I would rather see Jackie Chan than me. Jackie Chan's the man. He finally got his Oscar. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
yeah. I'm very happy about that. Jackie Chan finally got his Oscar after 56 years in the
deserved
film industry.
Deserved it.
Yes.
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
Well, very early on in your NXT run, you already had a GIF moment, and you guys had to know it was going to get GIF'd when you all were up there eating popcorn with Beth Phoenix. You guys know what's going to hit and what's going to turn into a GIF. You all had to be doing that knowing, yeah, this might replace the Big E popcorn GIF.
No,
we never thought that.
I'm trying to start some heat there.
Never crossed ever. Honestly, it was just in the moment because it's my best friend and brother, and Beth freaking Phoenix. Yes. You know,
he's just hanging out with us. I mean, and then plus we got popcorn. The popcorn was fire.
It was
the
really,
popcorn
really
was absolutely fire. Delicious amount of butter, right amount of ratio of salt, and it was heated still. We were out there for a while. It was heated still. That's why we just couldn't get enough.
We were just having fun out there, you know. And if a GIF or a GIF or whatever you want to call it,
what happened, do you call it?
GIF. My name is GIF.
I'm a GIF guy.
I say GIF.
I say GIF just because the guy that created it came out and he's like, it's a GIF. And I'm like, man, he did. And I don't get it. I don't understand it. But he says it's a GIF. And I'm like, okay, that doesn't make sense. But I'll rock with it. Like if somebody
moving picture thing that's not a video.
Yeah. Well, you guys can see a lot more than GIFs on Tuesday night. NXT 2.0 USA Network. Moving pictures with sound even. They don't do GIFs there.
Boom.
NXT 2.0. We got MSK. Thank you, fellas, so much. It was great speaking with you.
No, this is absolutely awesome. Thank you very much.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.